It's the Sabbath day, and I'm Glenn Ross, and thank you for joining us. Well, now that school is underway, and you're probably getting back into your routines, I would like to share a story that I believe is probably more of a legend than a fact, but it carries a powerful point. It seems that a traveler in the eastern country overtook an old gentleman one day walking towards a town, and he asked him, "Who's the great man in that little town? Who's your leading man? Who's the governor and controlling spirit of that little place?" The old gentleman replied, "I am the king of that little town." "Really?" says the traveler. "Are you the leading man?" "Yes, sir. I am king in that place and reign as king." "Well, how do you make this to appear? Are you in affluent circumstances?" "No, I am poor. But in that little village, there are so many children. All those children go to my school. I rule the children, and they rule the parents, and that makes me king." Well, even though I'm a teacher, I'm also a dad. So if you would please permit me to speak as a father to those kings who teach the children, my children. Teacher, please teach the truth, pure, unadulterated diamond truth. Teacher, you are not better than your student, but that student has been taught to trust you. Teacher, what you are speaks louder than what you teach. Long after your students have forgotten the precepts you taught, they will remember how they felt when they were with you. Teacher, your students are under attack by destructive forces on all sides. Please, never weaken their armor. Teacher, this world is full of the unseemly and perverse. May the domain of your classroom be a haven of light and empowering truth. Teacher, when you enter the heart of that child, you stand on sacred ground. Tread carefully, for surely someday you will be accountable to a greater Father than I. Teacher, the children are hungry. Nourish them with truth and feed them well. Teacher, my children are mine before they are yours. So in all that you say and do, please strengthen the bonds of my family. Never, please never weaken it. Teacher, you will have many in your charge, sometimes too many. Please don't forget that your greatest impact, though, will likely be one-on-one. Teacher, you hold great influence with your students, and well you should, I hope you do. But remember, you do not need personal disciples. Teacher, it's a turbulent world out there. I hope your classroom will be a sanctuary where those children are safe. Teacher, you have the awesome power and ability to open their minds. Very well. Open them, and open them wide. But when you leave them, may it never be with doubt and error, but always truth and hope. Teacher, the world these children are entering is tough, unforgiving, and competitive. Don't coddle them. Stretch them, work them, and teach them to love learning. They will be forever grateful. Teacher, there is so much of ill manners and crudity in their environment. Please teach them manners and discipline them in their use. Teacher, they won't always have you, So I hope that you will teach them to discover truth on their own and value it. Remember, what you are making of the children is not a graduate, it's a citizen. Teacher, please speak plainly. Don't attempt to dazzle them with your brilliant intellect. Teach them in such a way that they cannot possibly misunderstand the truth. Well, I could go on, but I hope this will conclude. I know that most of you teachers cannot speak of the God you love in your classroom, but you can speak to God about them, about your students. You can bind them to Him by your prayers and faith, and thereby call down His blessings on them. That may be the greatest thing you ever do for them. That may be your greatest demonstration of love. God bless you, noble teachers. We love you. We count on you. May you ever have a burning sense of the trust that has been placed in you by the Father's here and the Father hereafter. Thank you.
These children entrusted in my care, and each day when they come, they will find me there. These children, their eyes look up to me, and the vision of my calling is clear to see. I'll prepare myself with knowledge to teach His children truth, instill in them desires to know Him in their youth. I will love them, I will teach them as the Savior taught. First He called them, then He loved them, and then they listened to the words He said. He blessed them, His love touched them, and they followed His footsteps where they led. These children entrusted in my care, and each day when they come, they will find me there. These children, their eyes look up to me, and the vision of my calling is clear to see. I will pray for strength and wisdom to understand their needs, and seek His inspiration to help me as I teach. I will love them, I will teach them as the Savior taught. First He called them, then He loved them, and then they listened to the words He said. He blessed them, His love touched them, and they followed His footsteps where they led. He blessed them, His love touched them, and they followed His footsteps where they led.